Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Hunganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Hunganji is a Chöde Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our website at www.mo'ili'ili Hunganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Morikubo family. In memory of Mr. and Mrs. Shigenuchi Morikubo and Shizue Morikubo. Our speaker this morning is Ms. Renee Mancho, President of Mililani Hunganji Mission and Chair of the Humpao Hunganji Mission of Hawaii Peace Day Committee. Good morning, Ms. Mancho.
Minasama, ohayou gozaimasu. Rin Mancho desu. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good morning and aloha. I am very happy to be here today to share our Humpao Hunganji Mission of Hawaii's Peace Day program, which we want to invite all of you, everyone in the world, to join in promoting peace. We all take peace for granted, but in today's challenging world, we need to set examples and teach our future generations to promote peace. Please mark your calendars for Wednesday, September 21, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m., and make sure you join us for the grandest interfaith community event. This is our third year. The event is called Ring Your Bell for Peace, where we are all logged onto Zoom, about 1,700 of us from all over the world. And at 9 a.m., Bishop Eric Matsumoto will call for a moment of silence to honor those who sacrifice for us to achieve peace. And then he gives the grand countdown for all participants to start ringing their bells for peace for 5 continuous minutes. The camera will spotlight everyone ringing their kansho, their church bells, school bells, dinner bells, jingle bells, cowbells, and chimes. And you will see people of all ages, kupuna and keiki, experiencing the exhilaration, the joy, and the gratitude of striving for peace, caring for others, and having hope for a better world. Isn't that amazing? It is most sugoi. This is one huge benefit that we gained from the pandemic, which canceled all of our in-person events. We created events virtually, digitally, online, on your computer, on your tablets, and on your smartphone. Through the internet, we are meeting people in their homes, at work, and in other countries. At our previous 2 Ring Your Bell for Peace events, churches, schools, businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals were creative in filming different types of bells, indoors, outdoors, gathering in groups, and sharing their joy, ringing many different types of bells. We counted 1,700 people online. We can't wait to see this year's enthusiasm for promoting peace. Here is some of the interesting history you might like. In 1954, the United Nations Association of Japan donated a peace bell that is rung at its New York headquarters with the inscription on the bell that says, quote, "Long live absolute world peace," end quote. The bell is housed in a tower built like a Japanese hanamido, a small temple decorated with flowers that symbolizes the place where Buddha was born. Also, you will be proud to know that in 2007, Hawaii became the first state in the nation that established September 21 as Peace Day, to observe every year as a non-holiday, to promote peace programs, improve international relations, and increase educational awareness of peace. September 21 was also selected because it is the United Nations International Day of Peace. We owe great thanks to our Hawaii Federation of Junior Young Buddhist Association, our Junior YBA, who are responsible for bringing the resolution to the legislature where they passed the new law. Kaimuki High School senior Jonathan Gates, YBA member, testified as follows. Quote, "In this tumultuous world today, the idea of peace seems far out of reach. Peace Day will help to open the doors to facilitate more cooperation in the name of peace education and outreach, which will benefit us all." End quote. What a wise high school student, and this was in 2007. Gee, I wonder where and what is 33-year-old Jonathan Gates doing today, and does he realize the impact he made for peace? Our all-volunteer Peace Day Committee is comprised of Mr. Ari Einstadt of KTUH radio station at the UH Manoa, Miss Joanne Tachibana, United Nations of Hawaii, Miss Leanne Villoria, Pacific Buddhist Academy, Miss Roberta Yanagawa, Kapa'a Honganji, Miss Marilyn Morikawa, Makawao Honganji, Miss Callie Keith Agaran, Kahului Honganji, Mr. Miles Okamura, Honoka'a Honganji, Miss Carolyn Uchiyama, Wahewa Honganji, Mr. David Atchison, Hawaii Betsuing, and myself, Reen Mancho, from Mililani Honganji. And you know, on September 21, we will be convening at 8:30 a.m. for a traditional Hawaiian chant to open the program of interfaith messages. We'll be meeting the current Junior YBA President, Chad Okawa, with his message. And this year, we have special guests, a Ukrainian family who will share their hope for peace. Of course, the 5-minute bell ringing is the highlight because we make friends with participants from across the continent, Canada, Japan, and the neighboring Hawaiian Islands. We meet school children, temple members, and various religions in addition to Buddhism, Methodist, Roman Catholic, Baha'i, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, sharing their messages of peace. It's priceless. Fortunately, we will be treated to a special Peace Day musical presentation by Hawaii's ukulele virtuoso. He's Hawaii's ambassador for peace, who travels and entertains all over the world. We proudly are welcoming Mr. Jake Shimabukuro. Please register, everyone, to participate in our 2022 Peace Day program. All participants will receive a link for the Zoom program and also a link for the video of the entire program as a souvenir. We also ask for those who wish to email us their quote, "What peace means to me," which will be included in the program. This is Reen Mancho, Peace Day Committee Chairperson. My email is reenmancho@hawaii.rr.com. My phone is 808-291-6151. The Peace Day link where you register is bit.ly/ Peace Day 2022. Again, that's bit.ly/peaceday2022. Thank you for your kind attention. Have a great day, and let peace begin with me. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Ms. Mansho, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 21st, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom and hybrid service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Morikubo family, and our speaker, Ms. Renee Mansho. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.